News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Tell us what's going on. What is the issue with planning permissions?
Planning permissions, Ciara, are our bread and butter in terms of delivering new housing. The figures indicated from the CSO, a drop of in the second quarter by 12.5%, which is concerning, because obviously if planning permissions aren't proceeded with, then you can't deliver homes. Social affordable homes is the area we work in the Irish Council for Socialised and our members. So once the planning permissions start to fall off to any great degree, then that'll translate into new homes not being built next year and the year after. So that is a concern. And today at the hearing in the Dáil committee, we're talking about affordable housing. And affordable housing in our area, called Cost Rental, has made good progress over the last couple of years since 2021, building over 2,000 homes. So our call is to not lose that momentum and really try and reactivate the planning permissions. In many cases, there are different reasons why planning permissions...
Well, this is what I was going to ask you. Is it because people aren't applying for planning permission, or is it because planning permission is not being granted?
Well, there's some reason why they're not coming forward. There's obviously viability issues with some development with the private sector, and the government are trying to address that. There's also the issue of what they call strategic housing developments, over 100 units. Some of those have fallen off as well, so that translates into less planning permissions. And also wider issues with labour and so forth, trying to get contractors on site. So there are a number of reasons why collectively planning permissions have been down. Now, the government have tried to address it now with more investment in the National Development Plan for water and sewage, and that certainly will help, and also with viable issues. But our concern now is, looking at the current figures, with planning permissions dropping by 12.5% year on year.
But I suppose what I'm asking you, Donal, is this an issue of people objecting and planning permission not being granted? Is this the sort of the fallout from NIMBYism, or no?
Not exclusively, no. It's not exclusively. There are other factors with... it's not that level. It's other basically project management issues with projects being viable and not able to go on site. So it's not purely what NIMBY is, and this is a much wider issue in terms of viability. Obviously, we rely on the private sector and ourselves in terms of planning permissions. And in previous years, we've been sort of the charges have been leveled. We weren't able to spend the funding for social and affordable housing, and now we need to spend that.
Okay. And so, Donal, what are you what can be done about this? What are you asking, say, the government to do in like pre-budget? What do you want to see happen?
Well, there's probably two things. Obviously, on the planning permission side, is to continue with the investment in water and sewage and supporting viability issues, but also in terms of the investment in affordable housing and social housing, what we call cost rental housing. We would ask the government to continue with that investment in cost rental affordable housing, because we've made great progress since 2021 from about 40 units to over 2,000 homes in 2024. So we want that to continue, because there's a huge demand for the middle income groups, the people who won't qualify for social housing and can't get a mortgage. And affordable cost rental is their solution in any case.
So this is affordable housing rather than social housing is what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's affordable housing. It's the people who can't afford to get a mortgage and don't qualify for social. It's that middle income group, and there's a huge demand for that. We think this could be a game changer in the rental housing market. And we as HBs, and we've five HBs have already developed cost rental housing in different locations, and we think that can continue even more. So we're really saying pre-budget and to the committee, look, in order to make affordable housing a more sustainable model of delivery, there needs to be continued investment in cost rental housing as such, and also housing for sale as well. Housing for sale, affordable housing for sale is a key element of the housing market as well.
Look, thank you very much for joining us on that this morning. That is Donal McManus there, the CEO of the Irish Council for Social Housing.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.